Oh, Lord. Second hour, game time, 16 Joint of the Zone. 16jointofthezone.com, and of course, the 16 Joint of the Zone mobile app. Hey, by the way, did you see? I'm not a hockey guy. I mean, my knowledge of hockey is NHL 96 on Sega Genesis. It's my extent of my hockey knowledge. So if you weren't on NHL 96, I don't know who you are. Shout out to Jeremy Roenick and Pavel Bure and all those guys. Did you see Alex Ovechkin, though, KO that guy in the hockey fight last night?
He could have gone to jail. That dude is only 19 years old.
How, of all the things in sports that make the least amount of sense, I'm not so sure the fact that you can fight in hockey isn't at the top of the list. How fighting in hockey was ever allowed and is still allowed is one of the most mind-blowing things I've ever seen in my life.
You got to let the steam out.
I guess. I just think it's crazy. Like, in every other league, we've, like, cut down on the violence and cut down on, like, if things get contentious at all in an NBA game, like, double techs, like, some guy, like, kind of bumps into somebody, it's instant technical, you got to go sit, like, hockey, and I still don't understand, like, when is the fight officially over? Now, it was over last night when Ovechkin KO'd the guy. But is it? It's over when one person goes to the ice.
Yeah, as soon as somebody touches the ice, it's done. But what the, you know?
I'd
what?
Be the king of getting in fights, and I would just I'd go down and act like I was like
what?
I don't. I'd be very uninterested. I would just get going around and around in a circle, quick, get centrifugal motion going at a high level, and then just go down. I'd like lead the. I'd lead the NHL in fights, but I would also be dead last in punches.
The refs are like, they do try to cut it down and try to get it before it starts. But once it starts,
it's just funny. They're all like circled.
Yep.
And two guys are holding each other. And it's just, I mean, hockey players are tough, man. I mean, it's like the way they fight too. It's literally like, all right, you grab my jersey. Here you go. All right. Perfect. Yep. Oh, let me grab. You got a good grip. You good? All right. Here we go. It's like, what? That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Come here. Look closer. Yep. All right. You good? Hold on, let me readjust my grip. Hold on. Okay, all right. On three, you want me to count or you to count? I'll count. We'll do it. We'll count together. Ready? One, two. Wait, are we fighting on three or after three? Like that? It's like, good God. I mean, any other, it's like, sheesh.
Can you imagine if, like, NFL did that?
Yeah, just like, all right, wait, imagine in the NBA, they were like, Adam Silver's like, we have adjusted rules heading in the next season. You are allowed to fight from here on out. Each guy will have to get one or two punches in, then we'll break it up. I mean, good God. You know who needs to get punched is Draymond Green. Like, Draymond Green needs to get punched, though. Like, Draymond, I like your fire and all that stuff, but Draymond's kind of the, like, Draymond strikes me as that guy that, like, a lot of chirping, a lot of chippiness with the understanding that nobody's really going to fight, you know? Nobody in NBA game is really going to punch anybody, you know? Unless you're Serge Ibaka. He knocked the hell out of some guy in Cleveland this year. Serge Ibaka punched the heck out of somebody this year.
Serge Ibaka is also leading the NBA in missed punches.
Yeah.
In his career.
Yeah.
He's always starting somebody.
Yeah. Remember when Chris Childs hit Kobe with a two-piece?
Ooh.
God. Hit him with a two-piece.
Ah! Kobe was not ready. Kobe wasn't
Kobe,
ready.
Kobe, boy.
I literally watched that like a month ago.
Yeah. He two-pieced him pretty good.
Oh, man.
Chris Childs, man. For a while, New York just had the most like, they went from like John Starks to Chris Childs and they had Charlie Ward for a little, like just a bunch of guys that were like, if it goes down.
Wasn't Charles Oakley on that team?
Charles
too?
Oakley, man. Xavier McDaniel. Like, yeah. Verz says, oh, boss, we need to talk on Monday. Hashtag hockey fight. Yeah, we do. I need Verz to explain this to me. Just, it's incredible. It is incredible that, I mean, in any other walk of life, Alex Ovechkin is going to jail. And is arrested on assault.
And the most he got was a 5-minute penalty.
Yeah. What I love, too, is that, if I correct me if I'm wrong, the name of the penalty is fighting.
Yes.
Like, it's not even like, you know, people talk like flagrant one, right. Unsportsmanlike conduct, you know, like targeting. Hockey's just like fighting. Go take a seat for five. Like, what do we put in time? I mean, it's like the penalty box is like a grown up. Like, I put Mava in timeout. Basically, the penalty box is timeout for a grown up.
That's
like,
exactly what it is.
Quit fighting. Go in that box and sit there for a little bit and think about what you've done. You think about it. How many? I mean, that's unbelievable. Homeboy got KO'd. I couldn't think of anything I'm less interested in than a hockey fight. Couldn't think of anything less. I mean, just those dudes are.
And you're on skates, so it's not like you're like
toughness power. Yeah, it's like
it's unreal.
Toughness power rankings. Wrestlers won. I mean, it's like if a dude got if you're looking at a human being with cauliflower ear. Just keep moving. That guy is, you do not want to mess with that guy. Hockey players might be two. And then, of course, UFC fighters, wrestlers, all those guys. You just don't mess with those guys. You know what's crazy is you ever watch a UFC fight and you're looking at the dudes before they fight? You're like, damn, these dudes look jacked and big. And they're like, let's go to the tail of the tape. And it's like, he's 5'5", 115. You're like, what? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, damn, that guy looks big. He is 5'7", 135. You're like, really? Really?
But I still wouldn't try.
I would never fight one of those guys.
I still wouldn't try.
Never. You give me whoever the smallest UFC dude is in the world, zero interest in ever getting in any sort of altercation with that guy. If he's on the if he's on an elevator and the stairs are next, I'm like, you know what, brother? I'm going to go ahead and take the stairs, all right? You got it. You got the whole elevator to yourself at this point. That's what it is. That hockey fight. I was just like, what world am I living in? You know how you do the whole thing? Like if sports started today, the certain rules are just like, why do we do that? Again, I've always said that it makes no sense. On what planet would you start a sport and have the regular season end, take a month before you play the championship, like college football does?
That's mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing. What, like, what? If you started a sport today, no one would get on board with that. No, everybody would be like, what? Okay, so time out. We're going to end. You're like, yeah, we're going to end the regular season. We're going to have the four teams, or two teams, I was. Instead of playing it, like, in 2 weeks or a week, let's just wait a whole month, man. Like, well, what? Why would we do that? That doesn't make any sense at all. And then who on earth would be like, all right, what do we think is a sufficient amount of games for this baseball league we're starting? 162? You're like, that seems excessive.
Do you really need 162?
Do we really need 162 of these games? You're like, sure, why not? What's a sufficient amount of a sample size for us to get a true sense of who is good and who's bad? I don't know. What do you guys think? 162? Sheesh. Even basketball, it's like 82 is quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know?
The fact that you have to play like your division people four times.
I mean,
like, come on.
Little excessive. Just a little excessive. But if you started a sport today, I'd be like, yeah, and at any moment people could fight and, you know, it's just all good. We'll just make them sit down for 5 minutes for fighting. Like, really? Okay, that's interesting. It's an interesting move. That is an interesting move. All right, I've totally lost control of this segment. I apologize. I'm sorry about that. So yesterday, there are a couple of things that were just remarkable. I mean, the Clippers come back. If you're like me, you went to bed and you wake up and you see that the Clippers erased it was the biggest comeback in playoff history. They came down from 31 points to take down the Warriors at Golden State. And now the series is tied 1-1. Unbelievable. And one of the little stats I saw that was just that is just crazy. The Warriors gave up 72 points in 19 minutes. Think about that. The Clippers scored 72 points in 19 minutes. And to add to that, it's not like you're dealing with James Harden and Chris Paul, or you're dealing with Russell Westbrook and Paul George. You're dealing with, like, Lou Williams is their best player. They don't have a single all-star on their team. And they scored 72 points in 19 minutes. And, you know, I'm not ready to totally hit the panic button with Golden State, but there have been times, like, you just look at how much talent they have on their roster and think about what their record was and how they look certain nights, and you go, man, are you just that bored with the regular season? Are you just that bored? Because what's interesting, I saw this stat before the playoffs started. The Warriors' differential of +6 at home this season was their worst under Steve Kerr, and it's a far cry from their +16 point differential 2 seasons ago. Think about that. I mean, so 2 years ago, year one of KD there, their point differential at home was 16. This year was 6. And the Warriors also suffered 8 20-point losses this season, which becomes important when you realize that no NBA champion has suffered more than 6 during a title run. So even though, again, I am still, you give me Warriors or the field, I'm still taking the Warriors. I'm not ready to totally lose my mind. There are elements of Golden State that make you go, what, that make you concerned a little. And to give up a 31-point lead is incredible. I mean, absolutely incredible. Remember what it was like to watch? Remember when Louisville melted against Duke at home and Duke came back and beat Chris Mack's team? And that felt like, that felt crazy. And this was a 31-point deficit last night. So the one thing I've said is that for the Warriors to lose, the Warriors have to be their own worst enemy. And the way to maybe make them their own worst enemy is to get them to fray apart. And maybe this is something where I do think the start of game 3 now becomes massively important. I mean, Patrick Beverley is in KD's head a little bit. He's just one of those guys, he's out there bothering people, getting in scuffles with people. But that's one of the, I mean, you can watch the playoffs for the next 25 years and you might not see a comeback quite like that.
I told myself, I was like, if this gets back up to 20 points, I'm going to bet.
Right.
And it never got back up to 20. And then by the time it got to 5, I'm on my feet. I'm like, let's go. Let's do this.
I'm almost glad that I turned it off early, like real early. And I didn't even give it a chance for the Clippers to mount any sort of comeback. So I need to sleep.
Yeah, because I think it went all the way until about.
Had to have been. I mean, over 12:30. Yeah, I mean, it had to.
12:45, 1 o'clock.
Sheesh.
And obviously because it's gotten to the end of the game,
right.
You got all the stoppage. Yeah, so it was like 12:45, 1 o'clock.
Unbelievable. Kevin Durant fouled out on what his 6th foul was absolutely a foul. It was a moving screen. Wow, right? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. 402-951-1620. All right, so still to come, Thor Tripp coming up about 20 minutes from now. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com, and hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. I want to get back into Nebraska football, and you know, I think the running back situation's a concern, but there is one element of the running back situation that does make me feel better, and I'll lay that out when we come back.